Parshas Behar, Torah starts off with Mitzvah Shmita. The pasuk says, "Kisevoyu laoretz asher ani noisin lachem v'shav sa'oretz Shabbos Hashem." Torah tells us that the Mitzvah Shmita only applies in Eretz Yisrael, as the pasuk says, "Kisevoyu laoretz," when you come into Eretz Yisrael. What is the Torah stressing when the Torah says, "Asher ani noisin lachem"? We all know that Eretz Yisrael is matana, it's a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Avraham Avinu, by Bris Mehem Tzar. The Beruchim in Das Torah explains, based on the words of the Ravid, he writes in the Akdama to the Sefer Bali and Nefesh, that it's very likely that a person could think that he's a bialim, he's the owner, he's control on the things that he owns. It's all his. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many mitzvahs to remind us that he's not a bialim. The lashon Ravid is, "Man yeda ha'adam ki yesh lo boirei ha'moshel olav." For example, says Ravid, the one that owns the sada, it's my field. There are dinim had to plant his field. There are dinim had to plow his field. When it comes to cut his field, there's a chiyuv to give leket and peah to the aniyim. When finally comes the time to harvest his crop, there are mitzvahs of tshumas and maizvahs. When it finally comes the time when he makes a dough, Elisha is a mitzvah of challah. When he finally wants to eat his food, is a mitzvah to make a bracha. Therefore, says Beruchim, the Torah is stressing that kisevoy la'aretz asher ani noisein lachem. You come to Eretz Yisrael, which I gave you, noisein in the lashon matana gemura. It's a present, it's ours. A person could feel like a bialim, it's mine, because Baruch gave it to me, it's my land. Therefore, the Torah continues and says, "V'shav sa'aretz Shabbos Hashem." They should keep Shemitah Shabbos Hashem. Rashi explains Shabbos Hashem is similar to what we find by Shabbos Kodesh. It says, "V'yoyim Hashvi Shabbos Hashem." Just like Shabbos, that to stop all our work, let go of the koyichi v'oisim yadi, and realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is boy olam. So to Shemitah is this idea to realize ki yesh borei ha'moshel olav, we're not the bialim. Continues the Beruchim that this idea is spoken out in the Torah Meferis in Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Torah says, Pachav Gimel, the Aretz lay Simachal and Smisus Kili Aretz. He gave him to Shav Ate Modi. You can't sell Eretz Yisrael the Smisus forever. You think it's my land, I'm the owner, I can do whatever I want, I can sell forever and ever, I'm a Bailim. So the Torah, no, Loi Simachal and Smisus Kili Aretz. It belongs to me, Ki Gerim, with Teshavim Atemi Modi. You are Gerim, and Teshavim, you're living. You're guests in my land. You're not the Bailim. You're not the Bailim of the Bar Olam. The famous story from Chaim Volozhin, he was sitting in Bezdin, and two Bali Dinim came over, fighting over a piece of land. Reuven says the land's mine. Shimon says the land is his. They were arguing back and forth. Chaim Volozhin stood up and bent down and put his ear on the land. I asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, "Reuven's saying like this, Shimon's saying the other way. I want to hear what the land's saying. What's the land's taina? What's his claim?" You know what the land is saying? The land is saying that both of you, both you, Reuven and Shimon, belong to me. You're my, I'm a bialim on you. After 120, each one will come to the karka. This is an important lesson, important limud from the Mitzvah Shemitah. There's another important lesson that we can learn out from Mitzvah Shemitah. It's in Pesukim. It has three Pesukim, Perek Chof Hei, Pesukim Yitesh Chof and Chof Alas. The Torah says that if someone that keeps Shemitah, the Torah gives off Tocha, V'nos Na'aris Piria, the land will produce its fruit even though it was not worked on. V'achaltim L'soiva, and you'll have Shvius, you'll be satisfied. Says Rashi, Af Pesach HaMayim, Tia Boi Bracha, you're going to have everything you need in your stomachs. V'yishavtim L'betach Ale, you're going to live in the land of the Betach, you'll be calm, you won't worry. You won't be nervous about Shnas HaSoiva, Shnas Pesaras. You'll have a famine. You won't have what to eat. You'll have plenty. The next pasuk, it says, someone's going to ask, but I don't see it. It's my question. I don't see the Soiva. I didn't work. We didn't gather our tefuah. Says the third pasuk, v'sivisi is b'chassi l'chem b'shana ashishis, I'm going to give a special bracha, but also the tefuah l'shalosh shanim. The tefuah is going to make such plenty of food that it can produce for 3 years. So the obvious question is that it seems that by questioning and asking, how can this be true? A person is zeicha to much a bigger bracha. V'sivisi b'chassi l'shalosh shanim, zeicha to 3 years. And without the question, he wasn't zeicha to that. Says the Sefarnoi, of course, exactly the opposite. The Pesukim are talking about two levels of Bali B'tochen. The real Bal B'tochen, the Sholas B'teach, he doesn't ask any questions. The Asakar's Baruch Hu is true. He doesn't see how it's going to happen, but he trusts Asakar's Baruch Hu gave him a mitzvah of Shemitah. He's B'teach Asakar's Baruch Hu that he'll have what he needs. Asakar's Baruch Hu promises him they'll have the soiva. True, in quantity, it's less. But oichel kimo mesparach b'meyo, he eats a little bit, he'll have everything, it'll give him all his needs. He'll have to work less, less harvesting, less preparing, less dishes to wash, and he'll have everything he needs. The Torah says, if someone is a lower level of Baal B'toch, he asks questions. I don't see it. The bank account is low. There's no money coming in. How could it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'shivisi b'chassi, I'll give you abundance. You'll see the quantity in front of you. You'll see in front of your face. You'll see to your eyes. That you'll see the tefuah will have sholosh shanim. You'll have to work harder. You'll have less time to avoid Hashem. To be more connected to Gashmias. Therefore, the first level of the higher level of Baal B'tochen is a much greater bracha. There's a different nusach brought down in Nayam Melimelech, Shema's brother, the older brother of Medusha. Medusha asks, why does the Torah say, if he's a person asks the following question? Where do we find the Torah goes out of its way to repeat questions of people? It was just important for the Torah to say, V'sivisi is b'chassi, I'm going to give you a bracha l'shalosh shanim. Why is the Torah mentioning the questions that people might ask? So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world v'tuvoi b'chazdoi. He created sinoiros, pipes of shefa and bracha, which pour down constantly. But if someone falls in the madriga of B'tochen, there's a blockage in the pipes. And therefore, he won't be zeicha to the shefa bracha. Therefore, the Torah is telling us, if a person will ask and will question, he'll fall in the level of B'tochen. And he might stop, cause a blockage in the sinoiros, the shefa, says the Torah, afal pikein, V'sivisis b'chosli. There's a special bracha Hashem promises by keeping shmita, even if you lost your madrega and betachin, your lower level betachin. I'm going to give you a special bracha, and you'll have tefillah l'sholoshan. The Ashim Yisoid is mentioned in Chavetz Avavitz and Akdama, the Shar Petachin, that when a person is not fully b'teach b'Hashem and he relies on other people, other things, he weakens the Siyat Ishmael that he's gained from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David Melech in Tehillim, Kufla Amal says, in the Shivisi v'demamti nafshi, k'gmul alei imoy, k'gmul alei nafshi. The Goyin says, that a Yid has to view himself like k'gmul alei imoy, like an infant that is nursing from his mother. The infant is not worried what's going to be after I finish. After I finish my meal, what's going to be for next meal? What's going to be in an hour? What's going to be tomorrow? He's totally relaxed and calm and not worried. That's the level of Amunah B'tochen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. We're totally under the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'gmul al imoy, like a young infant by his mother. The Maran Saita says, there's a baskol that goes out, bas plenty the plenty. There's a baskol that goes out, bias plenty the plenty. The baskol that goes out, sada plenty the plenty. These are three things that are very, very important for every person. A shidduch, a sada, parnasa, a bias, a house, where to live. A person could think that the main three things that a person needs is shidduchim, a house to live, a parnasa, there's something that I have to take care of. I must do a tremendous effort to get these things. And that the Gemara says the opposite. The main three things a person needs is a baskol yoytse. A baskol goes out, bas plenty of plenty, bias plenty of plenty, southern plenty of plenty. It's all prepared for you. It's all there. You have nothing to worry about. It's all ready and it's all mukhan and mazuman. The more a person is taka believes the emes, that kashmoch le koyachol, yeshe odon hamoishel olav, he's not a bailim. He's not a bailim, a Kodesh Baruch Hu toiv meitiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu as chesed, in moli chesed, moli atava, everything is there. The more he believes it, the more he'll be zeicha to get it. B'schus, the chizik emunah b'tochen that we take out from the parasha, we should all be zeicha to return to Eretz Yisrael and taka be zeicha to mekayim all mitzvah Hashem properly, v'heira emenu, quickly and easily. Emesh v'zeicha to have a very good Shabbos. Thank you.